tell me about Budge Studios. What's your métier in life?
Well, we make entertainment for kids and families on tablet and smartphone. We've been very successful licensing very popular worldwide characters, and original as well. And so our métier, as we say in French, is to bring really fun, delightful experiences to kids and families that they can bring with them wherever they go.
How difficult is it to find new and exciting materials? Or do you find that you have to go back into the tried and true brands to come up with stuff?
Well, there's the brands and there's the concepts, right? So as far as the, is it difficult to come up with new ideas? It is the opposite. There's so many ideas that we want to do. It's endless. So that's not an issue. Regarding brands, you know, we like to focus on those that are world-renowned, worldwide, evergreen, classic brands because, you know, kids are constantly growing up and new ones are born. And, you know, we want to build products that will last and not just be something that's sort of the current thing.
It's a marvelous market, the children's market, because every 3 to 5 years, you've got a whole new range of customers.
That's right. And we're able to create products for them at different stages. And sometimes we have families who have multiple children of different age groups or interests. So for us, it's important to create a real big catalog of content that can sort of move with them as they grow up and also just sort of touch on different interests that they have. You know, the nice thing about working with so many different types of properties is that we're not tied down to sort of one thing. So we get to, you know, make products for all types of interests.
So if somebody has something, can they approach you? One of the things that I was talking earlier with the gentleman from Disney, and I was saying, you know, it's really hard when you are a small developer and there's this group of people doing this and another group of people doing that, and then overall as Disney, you sort of wonder whether it's worth getting up in the morning. So can developers out there, if they have something or that they really believe is cool or different, can they just approach you, or how does it work?
Well, we develop all of our products in house in Montreal in our studio. So at this stage, we're not publishing third party app developers. But what I would say is, even with those big companies out there, you know, we started like anybody else as just an independent company. We are still an independent company, and we found a way to build something that is sustainable. So I know it's a very crowded space out there, but I still think there's room for, you know, anybody who has an idea that's new, original, different. If they really make something special, they can make it work.
And how difficult is it for them to rise above the noise? Do you have any tips for them for how they should do it?
Sure. Well, it is obviously difficult. There's no very little barrier to entry. So obviously there's millions of apps literally on the App Store. So I would say you need to have something proprietary to you. So if it's a brand of your own, you know, then make it one. You know, it doesn't have to be the biggest property world known, but if people are looking for what you've built, then you have that. Nobody else can take that from you. So you can do it in the app, but also, you know, surround that with something that's unique. If it's just something that anybody else can do, then you'll have a lot of trouble.
And have you seen that happen? I mean, have you, when you're looking over for content and things like that, even though you're doing stuff within in-house, I mean, have you seen something new that comes along? I mean, for example, a friend of mine's kids are mad for Caillou. Caillou didn't exist, at least not in my frame of reference, 10 years ago. Where did Caillou come from?
Well, Caillou was actually started in Montreal, in Quebec, where we're from. And we made a bunch of Caillou apps. But, you know, where did it come from? It came from somebody's imagination, right? It came. So we just launched an app this week that's doing really, really well called Miss Hollywood Showtime. And it's based on a character that we thought up. So there's no end to creativity. Anybody can think of something. So if it's something that you think up that actually other kids would be interested in, then you can start your own. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about this market. You don't need a television distribution deal to launch an IP. We just thought of one. We created an app. We put it out there. We found a way to tell people about it. And now there's millions of kids playing with this little chihuahua that we created called Miss Hollywood. It's unbelievable.
So the world's basically your oyster and still the oyster for others.
It still is. It's still a little bit of the Wild West out there. There's still an opening for anybody to go out there. You can publish anything on the App Store. So the channel is there, right? Nobody's taking that away from us. You just have to deal with everybody else doing the same thing. So it's not like in the old days where you had no chance of launching something without like somebody allowing you to, whether it was a book publisher, or a TV publisher, or a movie company. Now you can do it. It doesn't really take a lot of money to put something out there, but coming up with something unique and finding a way to tell people about it is the real challenge of the day.
Anything that I didn't think to ask you that off the top of your head you want to talk about?
Well, the subject of the panel I was on today, I was asked to talk about our playgroup, which is something that I like to talk about because it's not incredibly technologically advanced. Anybody can really use the new Test Flight service to send apps that are in development, not yet out, to others who want to try it before it's out. But it is something that didn't exist in the past. And it's a pretty unbelievable thing where you can actually create something and then in the middle of it, send it out to a whole bunch of customers all over the world, get feedback, and then put it out without any real cost to you, right? Because only in a digital space do you have this no inventory cost. If you were a toy company, you couldn't just start to send out, you know, mail out little parts of your toy that was in development to thousands of people. It wouldn't work, but we can do that. So we're very excited about that. And, you know, we think that all the companies out there can start to do things like that.
Thank you.
And thank you.